you just let it fly on Saturday and see what happens. Most of the time, if you prepare well enough and practice well enough, it leads to good results on Saturday, and I think that's kind of the approach that we take.
Are you loose right now? Are you confident right now?
I am as confident as I've ever been, and I'm looking forward to another chance to play another good defense.
You loose right now?
I am loose right now, yes. I'm all stretched out.
The stretch. What about Penn State? What have you seen on film?
Well, they're a really good defense from top to bottom. The front end, they got some guys that are physical, and obviously their linebackers are a really good bunch. And then they got some guys they can cover. And I think they're gaining more confidence every week in their new system, and they definitely pose some difficulties from an offensive standpoint.
As a student athlete, you look at what Penn State has been through. What's your take on that?
Well, yeah, obviously it was a tough situation, but they've moved past that. And all I know is that they're a really good football team right now, and it's going to be a really tough game in Kinnick on Saturday.
James, how's Jordan Canzieri coming along?
He's doing well, and I think he's getting more confidence week in and week out, and we're definitely going to need him down the road.
Greg Garmon, originally being from Pennsylvania, might make his first career start this week.
Mm-hmm.
Notice a little excitement in him, a little pepness?
I haven't seen him yet, but I'm sure he'll be excited for that opportunity and to get those reps with the first team, and I think we all have a lot of confidence in Greg's abilities.
I guess looking at Kurtzy on defense, like when you guys go and skelly drills and stuff in practice, what are some of the things that you see from him that he's doing well? Because, I mean, the position he's playing now seems to put more on pass coverage than tackling.
Yeah, I mean, he's a guy that can do it all, literally. I love Chris to death, and I love getting to play against him. He's extremely physical for how slender he may look. He's got a lot of pop to him, but at that same time, him and Morris, they can guard just about anybody. I mean, we could put them out on receivers, and I'd have pretty decent confidence that they could do the job. So they're both really unique players, and I think Chris has done a really nice job.
All right, thanks.
Was that Wiseman touchdown run yesterday? It looked like a pretty quick snap, like kind of you guys got right up there and snapped before the defense was even set. Is that called by the coaching staff, or is that something that you...
No, that's just something I can control, and something that, because of all the things they did, we hadn't done very much, and it was a pretty solid play call with whatever they did. So we just I talked to the linemen. They were all good on it, and we caught them off guard because I know both their D tackles weren't even quite down their stance yet.
Tight end's got, I think, 4 catches last week. I mean, how much of a concerted effort is there to get the ball to them at this point?
Yeah, I don't know if there's a concerted effort, but we want – I mean, all of our good players to get touches, and that includes Doozy and CJ and Cavante and Keenan and Bullock and Mark. So we're going to try to spread it around to all those guys as much as we can. And tight ends are a quarterback's best friend. And as CJ's obviously grown up so much and can do so much, but I think Doozy really had a good week last week as well.